We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hechos Pitzias Apas and Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Tez Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Ein Abotzeya Rasha Levtzoa Ad Sheyich Lamei Mipi Rova Onim. The person who is making Hamotzi is not allowed to cut the challah until everyone finishes answering Amen. The Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, this is talking about a case where they are being Yotze with the person making the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason is because the Amen is included as part of the bracha. However, if you have people, says the Mishnah Berurah, if there are some of the people who are saying Amen for a really long time, then you don't have to wait for them, because anybody that says Amen for too long, they're making the mistake. However, we remember that in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah said that the only time you don't have to wait for someone who is answering Amen too long is if they're not being Yotze with you. But if they're being Yotze with your bracha, then the Shliach Tzibur does need to wait for them anyway. Oh, but they're doing something wrong. It doesn't matter, since they're trying to be Yotze with you, you have to wait for them. So it's unclear why over here he doesn't say that. Siv Yud Zayin, Habotzeya Poshe Yadot Chilu Lekar Lechol. The person who makes the Hamotzi is the one who gets to take the food first. V'imba Lechol Kavon Mishagadu Mimeno Rashai. But he's allowed to let somebody else take first if he wants to, just like he's allowed to give out the ability to say Hamotzi or to lead benching if he wants to. Siv Yud Ches, Habotzeya Nosim Prusol Pnei Kol Echad. The person who makes the Hamotzi and who's cutting the challah, he should give bread to eat and put the bread in front of each person. V'echad Noto Prusol B'yado. And then the person takes the bread, or they pass around the plate of the bread, and each person takes for himself. You don't actually place it into the hand of the person unless he is an avel. As we say, there's a remez from the pasuk that when someone is an avelus, that's when you place the bread in their hand, but otherwise, bread should not be passed from hand to hand. It should just be placed in front of the person. However, the Mishnah Berurah says you should not throw the bread, because that is going to be, even if it will not become disgusting by throwing it, because that is a bizayin for the ochel, and in this case, if you're, it's Shabbos and you're being yotze the mitzvah, or even during the week, that it's the prusa of hamotzi that you're being eating with, so then that is a bizayin for the mitzvah as well, not just bizoy ochlin. Siv Yud Tes, Misha'ino ochel. Someone who's not eating, in a yachal of arabekos hamotzi lo si ochlim, he can't make a hamotzi to be motzi other people, even if they themselves can't make the bracha. But you're allowed to make the bracha of hamotzi for kids who are under the age of 13, kidei lechanchan b'mitzos. This is in order to prepare them for mitzos, because they're not really being yotze with you anyway, it's just an issue of chinuch, so that's why it's going to be okay to do it for them. But if somebody is not making hamotzi, is not actually eating, they cannot be motzi an adult who wants to eat. The reason is, we have a rule of yotze motzi, that if I was already yotze mitzvah, I can still make a bracha for someone else who is not yet yotze mitzvah, but that's only by mitzos. It doesn't apply to any birkas hananin. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Ches, afilu b'shabbos shu chayav l'achol pas, even on Shabbos where there's a obligation to eat bread. Someone is not allowed to make hamotzi for you if they themselves are not eating. Because even there, though there is a chov, and therefore you might say this is a mitzvah where we should apply yatza motzi to, says the Mishnah Berurah, this chov to eat bread is not because of the mitzvah, rather it is just in order to enjoy the Suda's Shabbos. So the mitzvah is not really related to this obligation. Because as we know, if a person gets hana from the fact that he's fasting, then he doesn't need to eat. So again, eating itself is not actually an obligation on Shabbos. It's getting hana from Shabbos. It's onig Shabbos, kavod Shabbos, whatever it is, it's getting hana from Shabbos. So sometimes you'll have someone who gets hana from Shabbos by fasting. Most people get hana from eating, so that's why we view it as there's an obligation to eat. But really, there's no obligation to eat. It's an obligation to enjoy yourself. So therefore, we can't say that the eating itself is the mitzvah. You might fulfill a mitzvah with it, but the eating itself is not an obligation upon which we could say yatza motzi. And therefore, it's just like every other berachos hananim where we don't apply yatza motzi. The Mechaber continues, v'lo shari levarach l'acheir mafapisha eino to'im. Again, you can't make the bracha for someone else if he is not eating. Ela birkas hamotzi dematza b'leil rishon shel pesach b'birkas yayin akiddush bein shel laila bein shel yom. The only times you're allowed to do that are the matzah on the first night of Pesach and kiddush, because kiddush itself is the mitzvah and the matzah on the first night is the mitzvah itself. The bracha of Bor Pirah Gafen and hamotzi lechem min haaretz in that case acts as both a Birkas HaMitzvah and a Birkas HaNenin. That is what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains, that these two are unique, and that's why we would apply Yotzei Motzi to it, even though it's also Birkas HaNenin, since you're also being Yotzei a Mitzvah in that case. So therefore, even if somebody already ate matzah, or they already fulfilled their mitzvah of Kiddush, they can still be motzi other people because of yatzah motzi, because the bracha of Kiddush and the eating of the matzah, that in and of itself is an obligation as part of the mitzvah. And that's why it's not just a regular Birkas HaNenin. Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true regarding the first and second night of Sukkot, where a person is chayiv to eat in the sukkah, so the eating in and of itself is the mitzvah, is the obligation, and therefore we would apply yatzah motzi to it. And the Ramah finishes up, V'yesh lechol ha'prusa shabatza ala kodom sheyochol pasa acher. You should specifically eat the bread that the person made the bracha on first, that he cut the challah from, before eating any other bread. Shetei nechel esel seyavon v'shemichiv mitzvah, because we want to make sure that you're eating it when you're hungry, just to show how much you love mitzvos. So that's the bread that should be eaten first.